We got ABC News here at the top of the hour. You're listening to WMAL in Washington. I'm Chris Core along with Andy Parks. Stay with us. Everything that's going on, we're on top of.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. A second day of infamy in this country. Terrorist attacks in New York and Washington. Planes have crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. The 110-story towers have now collapsed. Here's ABC's Ruth Davis.
I'm looking up at the sky. A little while ago, there were two towers up there burning. Right now, I don't know how much of the other one is missing because I cannot see it. I cannot see any part of it. The streets are covered with an eighth of an inch of gray ash. There's debris everywhere. There are people, cops, construction people, the few people, the FBI, the few people who are left out on the street are standing around gawking up at this unbelievable sight in the sky.
At least one of the planes that crashed into the World Center Towers before they collapsed, an American Airlines 767, Flight 11 from Boston to Los Angeles. It had been hijacked before it crashed into the World Trade Center Tower. Then shortly thereafter, a plane crashed into the Pentagon. ABC's John McQuethy.
The Pentagon side by the heliport is badly charred. It appears the plane, a small plane, came in at a very low level of attack, heading north. It clipped several light poles on the way in, and then apparently exploded right at the base of the Pentagon by the side of the helipad. They are evacuating everyone from within a quarter of a mile of the Pentagon.
Word that a section of the Pentagon has now collapsed. An explosion also reported at the U.S. Capitol. No new information on that blast. And there's now a report a large plane has crashed in western Pennsylvania, about 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. The FAA has shut down all flights across the country. Here live, ABC's Vic Ratner.
And Doug, federal authorities have closed all airports in the Washington and New York area. Flights coming into the United States from Europe being diverted to Canada. In Washington, all the major buildings, the White House, the Treasury Department, the Capitol, the State Department evacuated and employees sent home, Doug.
ABC's Vic Ratner live. You're listening to ABC News.